hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3525 BN. Today's date is December 17th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Preparing to Use an Invisible Event, Fear, Alert System in Play, Patriots in Control. Did you know there's a cutting-edge study that reveals auto insurance fraud is on the rise, with stage accidents being more brazen and common than ever before? Unscrupulous actors are capitalizing on busy roadways to stage collisions and cash in on insurance payouts where the average American is the victim. These fraudsters will do anything from brake-checking cars to running into traffic purposely to get hit by a car in the hopes of getting an insurance payout. This is why I use today's sponsors, Dashcam X, to prevent myself from being the next victim of insurance fraud. It's an industry-leading dashcam that continuously records my driving 24/7 to help protect me with video evidence in case of an accident, vandalism, attempted carjacking, insurance fraud, and more. It's packed with safety features including 4K Ultra HD recording, night vision video, 24/7 motion detection with built-in sensors, and easy installation. Every car on the road needs one. This holiday season, you can get Car Vision X up to 50% off. That includes a 60-day satisfaction guarantee only at carvisionx.com. Once again, that's carvisionx.com. Don't miss out on the huge savings for this holiday season. Go to carvisionx.com and give the gift of safety this year, or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they're prepared and ready to use an event. And I do believe the deep state players, they're planning to use an event. And I do believe there's going to be an event before the inauguration, and they'll continue with it after the inauguration. Because you need to remember something very, very important. The deep state players, they realize when Trump gets back into office and all his people are confirmed, they're going to be looking through everything. And even if they destroyed some records or they think they shredded and got rid of certain things, we know that these items are never, ever truly destroyed, and there's always a record of them. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've been keeping these records, they've been keeping this information. So again, when the deep state players are in their different agencies destroying different records, well, that's a cover-up, and the cover-up always gets you, because once Trump and the Patriots actually produce the declassified information, and it shows that this is the information that they destroyed because it doesn't no longer exists in their agency, it's going to show that they covered it up. It's almost like the Unselect Committee, where they said, well, we're doing important work. We're getting to the bottom of this. We're going to find out who did this. And then they destroyed all their data because they realized that if anyone found out what they were really doing, which they were trying to keep Trump from getting into office, trying to use the 14th Amendment, trying to prove that he was the mastermind of this fake insurrection. The real insurrection was the deep state players. And they didn't want people to realize this, so they destroyed everything. Now, the cover-up always gets you. And actually, the cover-up shows the people that you're guilty. Because why would you be covering this up if you're doing such great work to prove that the people of this country actually had an insurrection against a president, which was Trump? So actually, what they have... is evidence showing that the FBI, Capitol Police, and everyone else, they were having an insurrection against a sitting president. And the sitting president at the time was Trump. Biden's, his election was not certified whatsoever. And they needed this insurrection to complete the overthrow of the United States government, which actually engaged the military. It made it active so they can operate on U.S. soil. And I don't mean they're roaming the streets, flying helicopters, going around arresting people at this point. It allowed them to filter in the military intelligence into the Trump campaign so they would understand what was really going on, because Trump knew that the intelligence that he would receive from the CIA, from the FBI, from the NSA, or any of the other agencies, DHS, it would be false information. And this is why I do believe Trump said, I am not going to receive that intelligence. I would like to pass on that. I do believe he's getting his intelligence from other areas. But I do believe that the deep state, like we said from the very beginning, they're trying to push their invisible event. And they love invisible events. The invisible event that they pushed in 2020 was a virus. Again, it's invisible. You don't know if it's around unless they tell you. And the only way they could tell you is to put a counter up on the fake news. The only way they could tell you is to show that people were dying, and that's why they pushed sick people into nursing homes. The only way they could tell you that everyone had it was with a test. The only way they could prove that people were dying of it is to pay the hospitals a fee for anyone that passed away that had COVID. Doesn't mean they passed away with COVID. It means that they used a faulty test to show people that they had COVID, they got paid for it, and then they were able to build the death numbers up. So this time around, are they going to be using COVID once again? Now, I think the people are hardened, and I don't think they're going to fall for the same exact thing. Now, they're going to try other viruses. They're going to try to convince people that the people that Trump is bringing in, they're not qualified to handle this. They're going to try to say, hey, all those people that are vaccine skeptics, it's your fault that we're having these viruses once again. They're going to try to blame the people for all this, and this is what they normally do. But they're also going to try to use other invisible events. I think one of them might be a cyber attack. And what's forming right now, it looks like their other invisible event might be a radioactive event. And once again, this doesn't mean it's going to be a nuclear bomb. We might see an event where there's radioactive material that is being used and making people sick. And what they really want to do is they want to scare the people with this event. I do believe the drones that we're seeing, I think the good guys and the bad guys, they're using information against each other. The good guys, and when Trump speaks, he lets everyone know that the government knows exactly what these drones are for. I do believe they are trying to track certain deep state operatives. I think they are trying to track what they're doing. It could be radioactive. It could be biological. But again, the good guys, they're using it to track certain things. The bad guys, since they don't want to tell you what's really going on, they're using it to scare the people. To scare the people into thinking that something else is happening here and they could use this later on to their advantage. And I do believe that is what they're really trying to do right here, because I do believe their event is going to be coming up as we get closer and closer to the inauguration. I think this time around, they might not do the January 6th event. They might use it for the inauguration. Because remember, they don't follow the same exact plan. Remember, they used the ballots and the cheating computer systems during the 2020 election. So they used the ballots, the cheating system, and then they use January 6th. So are they using the same exact thing this time around? No, they didn't use the ballots the way everyone thought they were going to use, because again, they weren't following the same path. They knew that Kamala Harris didn't have the votes. Actually, she wasn't even supposed to be the candidate. And they knew that, okay, we can't do what we did in 2020. First of all, it'd be very, very obvious and people would see it very, very clearly, just like they're seeing it in the local level, which is actually proving that there is cheating. And I don't believe this time around that they need January 6th, because remember, January 6th, they needed it to what? They needed it to make sure that no one sent the election results back to the legislators of the states. Do they need that this time? No, they don't. So this time, I think they're moving it to the inauguration or right after the inauguration, depending on how they can get their plan and if it works. So if they can keep Trump from getting into office, they will push it very, very hard right before the inauguration. When that fails, which I do believe it's going to, they will use everything for after the inauguration. And what's very interesting is that Judge Merchan right now is saying that, oh, Trump doesn't have immunity, which means him going to prison is still on the table, which is very, very interesting. But I do believe this invisible event might consist of a couple of things. It might consist of a virus. It might consist of a cyber attack, and it might consist of radioactive material. And I do believe the alert system is going to come into play, but I think Trump and the Patriots this time around, they're going to use all of this to their advantage. Because again, Trump used COVID to his advantage. We'll be discussing all this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the borders right now. Because again, the deep state players, they don't want the border shut down. They don't want a wall built. They don't want their criminals deported. They want everyone in this country. And you could see that there are certain countries that got the heads up, and they are not going to accept their prisoners, their insane asylum escapees. They're not going to, their gang members, their terrorists, they're not going to accept them in their country. And this is why Trump is using tariffs to put pressure on these countries that are saying that we are not going to accept these people. Remember, the deep state players, they have told like Venezuela and many other countries, do not accept the illegals back into your country when Trump deports. And Trump, I do believe he's going to be putting a lot of pressure on these people. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, it's ridiculous that our press or government give even 1 second of consideration to countries like Venezuela refusing to take back their illegal immigrants. If Venezuela won't let our planes land in to return migrants, then the solution is simple. 100% tariff on all trade and dropping their citizens offshore in a rowboat. America isn't a dumping ground for whatever the rest of the planet doesn't want. To any country not taking back their illegal aliens, Trump promises harsh economic sanctions to force them to do so. And I do believe he will be doing this. And it's not going to work out well for these countries. And let's see how this all plays out. But you can see the deep state players, they're really trying to push back. And Trump, he has the countermeasures all ready to go. And I do believe, as we could see already happening, a lot of these countries are starting to fold, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But very interestingly, we had a mass shooting over the weekend. And it looks like they're trying to make a very, very big push for gun control once again. But again, everything that they tried to do completely and utterly backfires. Just a couple of days ago, back, when was this? The 14th of December, Biden, he put this out on X and says, I led the fight to ban them in 1994, and it can be done again. Ban assault weapons. Now, that's very interesting. He's an outgoing resident, and he's trying to convince everyone it's time to ban assault weapons. Now, he had 4 years to do this. It failed every step of the way, which means they went ahead and they set up a certain event, or they knew that an event was going to occur, and they're trying to use this to their advantage, which is very, very interesting. So over the weekend, we had a mass shooting by a 15-year-old girl named Natalia Lynn Rupnow. Andy Ngo put this out and said, I can report that the deceased mass shooter at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, is a 15-year-old girl named Natalie Lynn Rupnow. She carried out the mass shooting in the school library, according to her source. She did not identify as trans. The teen girl used the name Sam online and the username Cross Ixer. She had an extensive online obsession with school shooters and death, particularly the 1999 Columbine High School shooting. Rupnow was a big fan of the KMFDM rock band, which was also referenced by one of the Columbine shooters. Rupnow's online friend identified the X account, which purported to belong to the shooter, soon after news broke of the shooting. The account last post is of an OK hand symbol in the school's bathroom by the library minutes before the shooting. And yes, she had a manifesto. It was posted on her Discord account, where she discussed a desire to kill all males in a rant inspired by fringe extremist online culture. A screenshot was posted on X by a person who was her Discord friend. The account also posted a mirror selfie photo of Rupnow. Rupnow has a long, disturbing online history of being obsessed with school shooters and death. She used the moniker Cross Ixer online. And of course, she had a manifesto. And you could see that once again, we're seeing the same exact pattern over and over and over. Now, of course, the deep state players, they're using this to what? They're trying to push gun control once again. They're trying to get the weapons away from the people. And remember, this is part of their 16-year plan. The 16-year plan is to have the open borders. The 16-year plan is to infiltrate this country from within. Their 16-year plan is to bring the economy down. The 16-year plan is to bring us to war, remove the Constitution. That is their 16-year plan, and they're trying to follow through on it. As you could see with the mass shooting, they're trying to push that part of the plan that gets rid of the weapons from the people. You could see that they're trying to start war. That is part of the 16-year plan. I do believe they're going to be crashing the economy which is part of their 16-year plan. But I think Trump and the Patriots, they know all of this. And we're still in the Great Awakening. Yes, we have a lot of Republicans, a lot of independents. They are awake right now. But think about all the D's that are still sleeping. I think this next couple of events, this is really going to wake up the population. And you can see the people now, they are shifting slowly but surely over to Trump. But what's very interesting is what we've come to notice is that all these mass shootings, they're all on psychiatric medications. Pierre Corey, MD, put this out and said, before COVID, if you told me antidepressants cause mass shootings, I wouldn't have believed you. Here at Midwestern, Doc reveals that the clinical trial showed SSRIs cause psychotic violence, suicides, but the industry hid it until lawsuits revealed it. And then chose the different mass shooters. 1989, Prozac, killing 8, wounding 12. 1998, Prozac, killing 4, wounding 25. 1999, Zoloft, Lovox, killed 4, wounded 25. 2001, another mass shooter, Paxil, Effexor. 2005, Prozac. 2007, SSRI. 2007 again, psych meds. 2007, Trazodone. 2008, Prozac. 2012, Zoloft. 2013, Trazodone again. 2023, Lexapro. So when you look at it, you could see that all these mass shooters, they have the same thing in common. They're on medication. Let me continue. In the past, the media covered the SSRI mass shooting link. Then everyone suddenly went silent. Recently, we learned via a high-level CDC official that the CDC has continued to track it, found most shooters are on SSRIs, but can't report it due to the political implications. Finally, antidepressants were never proven to treat depression. It's not chemical imbalance. And 56% of patients stop them due to side effects like a 255% increase in suicide tendencies, 59% have depressed sexual dysfunction, 30% become bipolar. That should tell you everything you need to know. And you can see Biden, he released it right on schedule. He really released a statement calling for gun control after the Wisconsin shooting. Now, what's very interesting about this, and Don Jr. responded to this, is that he just pardoned his son for gun crimes. I mean, really think about this for a second. Absolutely unbelievable. Dana Loesch says these laws would have never stopped this whatsoever. The police say the killer at the Abundant Life School was a teenager and used a handgun. Guns are banned on school grounds and have been for 30 years. Juveniles are not allowed to legally buy or carry handguns. No law would have changed this. And that is absolutely true. But it looks like they might have been planning this from the very, very beginning. And we have to look at the patterns. Karma Patriot put this out and said, patterns. School shooting medics were training today and went straight from training to the school shooting scene. And I think we've seen this before in the past with other school shootings. I do believe this is what Alex Jones got in trouble for, because, again, they sued him for lying, defamation, and everything else. But we could see that there is definitely some type of pattern, and we're starting to see this pattern over and over and over, the pattern of drugs. The pattern of, hey, look, there just happens to be an operation going on while the shooting is happening. Or if there is actually other type of events, we normally see this. Like 9/11, there was a FEMA operation, just so happened to be they're having the exercise the same exact day or around the exact time frame, which is absolutely unbelievable. But what we could see, the deep state players, they're losing their grip around the world. And we're starting to see the installed politicians completely and utterly fall. We saw it in El Salvador. We saw it in Argentina. We see it in the Netherlands with Geert Wilders. We see it in France with Macron, where his entire government is completely imploding. I do believe his time is very, very short. We see this out in the UK with Starmer. I do believe the people are now seeing the truth, and he is on his way out. We see it in Germany. They're having major, major problems there. And now in Canada, Justin Trudeau, he is in trouble. And I do believe he is on his way out. He might even resign. And it's very interesting because Trump had him down in Mar-a-Lago and they discussed tariffs and other things. And I do believe when Trudeau left and Trump said, hey, Canada is the 51st state. Trudeau is the governor. He knew it was just a matter of time before he was removed. And it looks like Canada's finance minister and deputy prime minister, Chrystia Freeland, resigned after clashing with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau over spending and U.S. tariffs, calling his fiscal policies a harmful political gimmick. And Freeland's exit following a demotion offer leaves Trudeau's struggling government in crisis as opposition leader Pierre Poilievre demands an election, citing chaos and weak leadership amid looming 25% U.S. import tariffs. So right now, Trudeau is in trouble. Yes, they're going to try to hold on to power as best they possibly can, just like Macron is doing, just like Schultz is going to do, just like Starmer is going to do, because, again, they just don't want to step down. But Charlie Kirk, he put this out and said, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government may collapse by the end of the night. President Trump's threatening tariff if Canada can't secure the U.S.-Canada border will be the top culprit. If Trudeau goes down, it will lead to elections where the conservatives are overwhelmingly favored to win. MAGA doesn't just make America better. Everyone is better off when America stops being a doormat for the world. And think about it. Think about the leaders that are now rising in the different countries. We have a conservative individual in Canada. We see it out in France. We see it out in Germany. We see it out in the UK. Everything is about to change. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. The great state of Canada is stunned as the finance minister resigns or was fired from her position by Governor Justin Trudeau. Her behavior was totally toxic and not all conducive to making deals, which are good for the very unhappy citizens of Canada. She will not be missed. And the people of Canada, they are not for Trudeau. They know that their country is struggling right now. They know the economy is absolutely terrible. He took the weapons away from them. He lied to them every step of the way. And with COVID, it was a complete and utter disaster. And we can see the people, they are angry. They're pissed off. And it's not working out too well for them. But again, you can see the deep state players, what they're trying to do is they're trying to push war as best they possibly can. And they're looking to protect their entire system. And it looks like they're trying to move their money laundering system over to Syria from Ukraine because they see Ukraine is basically a lost cause at this point. And it looks like they're trying to move their operation to Syria. And what's very interesting is that Assad, he has broken his silence, saying that, are you feeling the stress about giving your family a memorable holiday? You're not alone. Prices remain higher than ever, and a lot of us are maxing out our credit cards. Now is the perfect time to take control of your finances and pay off that debt. If you're a homeowner, American Financing can help you unlock the equity in your home and start saving. The customers save $800 a month on average. Just imagine what that could mean for your family. Plus, if you act now, you can even delay two mortgage payments, giving you extra cash for this season. Wouldn't it be nice to start off the new year without the debt and those monthly minimum payments? It costs nothing to find out how much you could save. The holidays will be here before you know it. So call one of their salary-based mortgage consultants today, American Financing. Call now at 866-885-1881. That's 866-885-1881. Or go to AmericanFinancing.net/X22. That is AmericanFinancing.net/X22. Or click the link in the description. He didn't plan to leave Syria, but he saw that the capital of Damascus was about to fall, that there was no one actually protecting that area. He didn't have the ability to fight them. And I do believe this most likely was done on purpose, because I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they allowed the deep state players to take over Syria, because I think what they wanted was they wanted an incredible amount of chaos in Syria. Just like Ukraine, they just want the wars to continue. They don't want the wars to stop. They wanted chaos, just like there was a lot of chaos during Obama's term in Syria, where the terrorists were able to take over and do whatever they wanted to do in the country. Now, the same terrorists, they've taken over the country, and now everything's a little different. A lot of the Syrians in other countries where they fled to other countries, they started to come back to Syria. So the immigration that was once happening where the all these people were going to the other countries. Now, Europe, they're seeing these Syrian and others leave their country to go back to their own country, which is actually reversing everything Soros wanted to do, which is very, very interesting. Plus, you have to remember, I do believe that Trump doesn't want to be involved in these endless wars. He wants the people of these countries to decide what they want to do. And I think in the end, the people of these countries will decide. Now, what's very interesting is, remember that individual where CNN was reporting that, hey, we found a prisoner in prison and they shot the door and they opened it up and they were able to save him? Well, it looks like it was pretty much staged. It looks like he was not a prisoner and he wasn't there for 3 months. And now it turns out that this individual was either Assad's regime torturer who tortured the terrorists in prison, or he was a Syrian intelligence individual who was the first lieutenant named Salama Mohammed Salama. And he is notorious for extortion and theft in Homs. So it looks like this individual was not a prisoner. CNN just kept going on with that narrative. I do believe they probably knew. They're trying to backtrack on all this right now. And they really, really played it up. Once again, they got caught in all of this. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see that the Western countries, the U.S. and many other countries, they're actually telling their terrorist groups, push Russia out of this country. Now, remember, the deep state players, they took over Ukraine and they weren't able to push Russia out of that country. Now they've taken over Syria and they're telling their terrorist organizations to push Russia out of the country. Because once again, if they're going to use it for money laundering, if they're going to use it for what they want to use it for, they can't have Russia there. And it looks like they're running into the same problem that they have in Ukraine right now, because Russia is still in the country. They still have troops. They still have individuals in that country, and they're trying to push them out, which is very, very interesting how this is all playing out. But like we said before, right now, Turkey is claiming that thousands of Syrian refugees, they are now returning back to Syria. So everything is being reversed, and there are many Syrians and many others that are now leaving France, leaving the UK, leaving a lot of these countries. I'm not saying everyone is, but it's now being reversed. Everything that the deep state was doing, Soros was doing, where they were bringing these illegals into these countries, they are now reversing it and they're leaving the country. But Trump, he did respond to what happened out in Syria, and he is blaming this on Turkey. Now, Turkey, yes, was very, very involved in Syria. They were actually taking the oil from Syria. I do believe Erdogan's son was involved in all of that. And they were working with a lot of the terrorists in Syria. And Trump said that the rebel victory in Syria is an unfriendly takeover by Turkey. And I do believe he's absolutely right. And we could see the deep state players, these are all their state-funded terrorists. And you see the state-funded terrorists in Syria. They used them in many of the Middle Eastern countries, the state-funded terrorists. They were in Gaza. They're in Yemen. And right now, Israel, they're planning a massive retaliation against the Houthis, Iran's last proxies. So Israel got rid of Hamas, got rid of everything, all the command centers, their rockets, their money, everything that they had, that was removed. They got rid of Hezbollah in Lebanon. They're getting rid of the Houthis in Yemen. It's all falling apart for the deep state players and Iran right now. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he let everyone know that there is light now shining over the world, and he expects the hostages to be released. This is what he put out, and this is what he said. There is a light shining over the world. We are trying to help very strongly in getting the hostages back. As you know, with Israel and the Middle East, with him reiterating that if Hamas does not release the hostages by his inauguration of January 20th, all hell is going to break out. And I think these deep state players, I think they understand that all hell will break out. This is not the Biden administration. It's not the Obama administration. He's not part of the good old boy criminal syndicate club. He is the outsider. He's working for the people. And his plan is to bring peace around the world. But again, the deep state plan is not to have peace. And what's very interesting is that Kiev, Ukraine, they are saying that they assassinated a top Russian general. And this top Russian general was a nuclear scientist, chemical and biological defense chief. So they assassinated this individual. And once again, they used an IED, was planted on an electric scooter, and the individual got on and it blew up. Now, are they creating the narrative right now? I do believe this is a false flag. They want Russia to respond to this, and they actually assassinated the nuclear chief, which is very, very interesting. So keep that in the back of your head right now, that the nuclear chief was assassinated, and think about what the fake news is asking Trump right now. And it has to do with nuclear facilities, nuclear weapons. Take a listen.
I mean,
it's a wonderful question, but how can I, am I going to do preemptive strikes? Why would I say that? Can you imagine if I said yes or no? You'd say, that was strange that he answered that way. Am I going to do preemptive strikes on Iran? Is that a serious question? How could I answer a question like that? Say it. How could I tell you a thing like that now? It's just so you don't talk about that before something may or may not happen. You know, just I don't want to insult you. I just think it's just not something that I would ever answer, having to do with there or any other place in the world.
So they're asking Trump if he's going to do a preemptive strike, and Trump, of course, he's not going to answer that question. He's not going to say yes, I am, no, I'm not. And remember, he did make a strike into Syria when he was in office the first time. So if something happens in a way that it's nuclear and the deep state players are trying to point in the direction of Iran, point in the direction of a certain country, I wonder if Trump is going to use this to his advantage, not to start a nuclear war, but to shut down everything the deep state is trying to do. Now, we're going to be talking about this a little bit later about a nuclear war. But first, you could see there's other invisible events that the deep state is trying to push right now. And one of them, again, is viruses. And they've told us about disease X. Peter Hortez has told us that after Trump is inaugurated, something might happen. And remember, the big pharmaceutical companies, they're trying to protect themselves. The CDC, the FDA, the deep state players, they're trying to protect themselves. And they're trying to show people, look, Trump is bringing in unqualified people, and this is why we're going to see another pandemic. This is what, and actually the people are to blame for another pandemic because now they're vaccine hesitant. And doctors now have warned Americans they could soon face a quademic of viral illnesses this winter. It could be COVID, flu, RSV. It could be other viruses that we don't know of. And why is all this happening? Because people now are vaccine hesitant. They're not getting their vaccines to prevent this. Now, what they don't tell you is that hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, they've been used to counter the flu, counter COVID, counter everything that they're trying to convince you is impossible to counter unless you take our vaccines. So yes, they're going to try to blame the people because they're not taking the vaccines, and they're going to try to push the vaccines again. They're going to blame it on the people that Trump is bringing in. And I do believe they will try this before and after the inauguration. And also, they're trying to protect everything Big Pharma did and what they have done to the people. Because remember, they told everyone that the bioweapon was safe and effective. All you have to do is stick out your arm, no side effects whatsoever. But now we've come to learn there are many, many side effects. And now we have a court ordering Big Pharma to produce this information. Do they want this information out there? Absolutely not. And you could see the people, they're not on board with Big Pharma. They're not on board with Fauci. Actually, the people are awake. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, COVID cover-up, voters are suspicious. Now that a court has ordered the release of COVID-19 vaccine trials, most voters suspect there's been a cover-up. And 71% say this data should never had been hidden before the public received injections. Well, everything's about to change now because the people are awake. The people see the truth and the people understand what the deep state, what Big Pharma, what they have all done. And now it's all going to come back to haunt them. Do you really think they can push the next pandemic? I don't think so. They're going to give it their best try. They're going to use it for fear factor, but they have other events lined up, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. Now, the other thing that we could see, and just the other day, Trump was actually trolling the deep state players. He says, oh, you don't want to go after the Electoral College. You really want to ban the popular vote, because he won the popular vote and he won the Electoral College. And now you see the Senate Democrats, they have just introduced a bill to abolish the Electoral College. And of course, why do they want to get rid of the Electoral College? Because it's much easier controlling the popular vote than the Electoral College. If they get rid of the Electoral College, they can control the popular vote with what? With the ballots, the illegals, and the machines. If the Electoral College is there, and it exists, they won't be able to use that. But you have to remember, our founding fathers wanted to give a voice to the middle America and less densely populated states, so they came up with the best system to represent America, the Electoral College. And you think all these people, like the trans people, black people, Asian people, all the minority groups, you think they would be all in on this because this gives the minority a voice. But again, people don't see it that way. They've been brainwashed in a different way. But again, we could see at this point in time that this is going to fail with like everything else that they've done. It's not going to work whatsoever. But you can see the deep state players, they're trying everything and anything to stop Trump. And yes, they're promoting people in the FBI. They're telling the staffers not to quit. They're trying to keep everything in place. And even the federal judges across the country, they have fired one of the first salvos into the anti-Trump second term resistance by rescinding the decision to retire in order to block Trump from choosing their replacements. So yes, the deep state players, they are trying everything they possibly can to stop Trump. And I think every step of the way, they're going to continually put up roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. I think the first roadblock is trying to keep him out of office. I don't think that's going to work. The second roadblock is after he's elected, which is going to be the viruses, which is going to be cyber attack, which is going to be radioactive material, war, and even prison. And what's very interesting is that Judge Juan Merchan, he upheld the 34 felony convictions against Trump, despite the Supreme Court presidential immunity ruling. Merchan rejected Trump's effort to overturn the felony convictions based on the presidential immunity argument after the Supreme Court ruled that he has immunity. And he's saying that he does not have immunity. And he has not yet ruled on Trump's request to have the case tossed out entirely. Are they telling him, I'm talking about the judge, to sit back, relax, wait? We might need this later on. Maybe, maybe not. But Trump, he has the ability to drain the swamp because why? Biden already set the precedent. Mariel Nafal put this out and said, Trump can fire Biden's appointees thanks to Biden. He will enter the White House with legal authority to fire over 4,000 Biden appointees thanks to a court ruling during Biden's presidency. The ruling stemmed from Biden's 2021 removal of Trump's allies, including Sean Spicer and Russ Vought, from military academy boards, where courts upheld the president's absolute authority to dismiss appointees. Spicer called it a strategic win. They'll have no one to blame but Biden himself. Remember, everything that they did, everything the deep state has done, they set certain precedents. This is going to come back to haunt them in the end. And now they're starting to realize this and they're starting to understand that this wasn't a good thing. So what are they doing? They're going all out to push their invisible events. And we can see that there are drones flying over New Jersey, drones flying over New York. And once again, there's a lot of speculation out there what these drones are for. Now, I do believe Trump has given us certain messages that these drones are for tracking only. What are they tracking? Well, we had certain individuals saying that they are sniffing for either radioactive material or biological, or maybe they're just tracking deep state operatives that have these materials, or just deep state operatives that are making certain moves in these populated areas, which is very, very key. These are populated areas. And I do believe that the deep state players, they know exactly what these drones are. They follow the FAA regulations. They have the appropriate lighting. If they were the enemy, they would have been shot down long ago. And the deep state players, I do believe they know that they're ours. I do believe they're the good guys, but I do believe they're using information to make it seem like there's something else happening, much more nefarious, that is happening. Now, what's very interesting is that DHS, FBI, FAA, DOD joint statement on ongoing response reported on these drone sightings. They're telling people not to shoot down the drones, not to use laser pointers, because a lot of these aircrafts are law-abiding commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones. So they're basically muddying the waters, trying to say that, yeah, these drones, they could be anything. But I do believe there are specific drones, and they are operating for a specific reason. And once again, what is that reason? Now, what's very interesting, an individual who creates these drones, type of drone, sells it to the military, he said that these drones were flying very, very low because they were trying to sniff something out. And the conservative brief put out a truth that says that the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission confirms radioactive material is missing from New Jersey, lest that Category 3 or possibly shielded Category 4 material is now missing. Is this a possible explanation of why these drones are flying around? Now, think about radioactive material. Doesn't mean they're going to make a bomb and it's going to explode, but it's radioactive material. Can they use this as an event? Remember, it's invisible. You don't see it. Peachy Keenan put this out and said, faking a nuclear attack would accomplish a lot for them. Emergency war powers, inauguration canceled, war with Russia. Well, number one, you're just not going to cancel the inauguration. It might be postponed and set to a different location where it's not public, but you just can't cancel it outright. The transition happens no matter what, according to the Constitution. But again, if it's an invisible event, can they create the counters? Can they create what they did with COVID? I do believe they can. So think about that for a second. Same thing with a cyber attack. Can they tell you that, hey, our electrical grid, our water systems, they've been hit? Can they shut them down to make it look like they've been hit? Absolutely. The deep state players, they like using invisible events. So right now, deep state players are telling people, do not shoot, do not use laser pointers, and maybe in the end, they will tell people to stay in their homes, which is very, very interesting. Marjorie Taylor Greene put this out and said, I'm going to tell you right now, if they try to tell us all to stay inside, stay home, shelter in place, for our safety from the drones, there's no way in hell I will comply with that absolute bullshit. Not doing it. No way. I'll shoot the drones down myself along with every other red-blooded, freedom-loving American. Now, the question is, why would they tell you to stay home because of drones? They're not attacking anyone. They're saying it's not a threat. Trump has let us know that these are tracking drones and don't shoot at them, which is very, very interesting. And Julian Drum, he makes a certain point saying the drones are doing everything they can to be seen. Think about that. Remember the Chinese balloon, which was not a Chinese balloon? They dropped it to an altitude where people could see it. It was done on purpose. Are the drones out there where people could see it being done on purpose? I do believe so. Trump is already letting us know that they know what these drones are. All they have to do is tell people what they really are. He knows they're not going to, because I do believe these drones are tracking something that's going to happen. Now, what's very interesting, and this is just speculation theory of what might happen, not saying it's going to happen, and this was on the boards on Acoon, and this was put out in 2022 of May. Now, again, this is speculation of how they can use radioactive material, but it's very, very interesting that this was put out, what, 2 years ago? And this is what it says. The next false flag will be centered on the premise of malicious interdiction of nuclear source materials. It will not involve a nuclear device or nuclear detonation, but rather a radiological threat. Nuclear source materials will be deliberately leaked to target areas to inflict severe injuries through radiation exposure. The real number of casualties as a result of these attacks will remain very low. The purpose is to create a new method of restricting freedom of movement and new policies that will enable the government to continue its expansion of power. The media will display images of attack survivors who have burns and lesions across their skin, videos depicting overwhelmed triage centers with victims vomiting or otherwise unresponsive will be shared on social media. The threat of radiation exposure, an invisible enemy, will be used as the primary vector. An application modeled after COVID contact tracing will be installed on every mobile device that uses iOS or Android. This application will serve to notify the user about potential hazardous exposure and recommend actions they should take, which include voluntary exposure testing. Additionally, cellular carriers will roll out automated SMS alerts that will have similar functionality. So cellular carriers will roll out alerts. Think about that for a sec. This application will interface directly with the UICC on mobile devices. If the user does not have the application installed, network connectivity will be prohibited. New policy will grant governmental agencies further access to metadata and geolocation data on every platform, including these policies will be backdoor legislation that bans the use of end-to-end encryption. The legislation will be identical in nature to the recently introduced S3538 Earn It Act. These attacks will be localized to a specific region. Triage centers will be set up in affected areas through the deployment of the National Guard and coordinating members such as FEMA. So National Guard will be deployed. Very interesting. These triage centers will see moderate traffic. The narrative will continue longer than any possible threat. Despite offering no protection or even relevancy against a radiological threat, you will see another wave of people wearing cotton surgical masks in not just the targeted areas, but the entire United States. There'll be severe disruptions to the internet through the use of additional rather than negation. Alternative sources of information will become overwhelmed with content generated by convolution of neural networks that support the narrative or uses a carefully crafted opposition. Platforms that are incompatible with this system will be suppressed entirely on the infrastructure level. There'll be organic service disruptions as a result of excess traffic. Videos will surface showing these triage centers empty with personnel staffing them idle. This will threaten the narrative. The control of information is required for the campaign to be successful. The perpetrator will not be Islamic affiliated group or evil INCEL domestic terrorists. It will have no relevancy to the ongoing Ukraine conflict, but the blame will fall on these groups. The fog of war will surround information relating to the origin, and this will be intentional. So basically, they're going to use this to say it's Russia, it's, you know, the Russia-Ukraine conflict, it's Iran, it's domestic terrorists. But once again, it will have nothing to do with that. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they'll most likely use this to their advantage. And think about what this individual said, who's speculating about this, that information that they can't control will come out and show that this is all BS. And I do believe that implementing the alert system to be used on all the phones, I do believe the good guys can and will send out alerts to bypass the fake news, which I find very, very interesting. And actually, Elon already has deals with carriers that can go, his Starlink can go directly to your phone. So I do believe that all of these things are now in place. And Trump, he let everyone know that the government knows exactly what's going on. They know who's controlling it, but they won't say. And he even says the military knows what's going on, which is very, very interesting. And he will not be in Bedminster because I do believe a major operation is about to happen. Yes, there's going to be an invisible event, but I do believe the Patriots are going to use this to their advantage to maybe round up and get rid of certain deep state operatives under the guise of this radioactive leak. Now, the deep state's going to be doing the radioactive leak. They're going to be playing this up, but I do believe Trump is going to use this to his advantage, just like he did with COVID. they released the virus. He caught them in the cheating. He has incredible amount of proof. They overthrew the government. They had an insurrection against the sitting president. The military took over. He used what they were doing to take advantage. He's doing the same exact thing. So just take a listen to what he said about the drones, about how the military and the government knows exactly what's happening. But for some reason, Biden and the deep state players just don't want to tell you what's really going on.
All the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports. It seems like the American people have a big distance.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Do you have any reason to think?
And I do believe we are now approaching the scare event. And 17 Absolute Redo 76 says, yes, we are heading towards that scare event. And I agree with this. Pointing to post 521, highlighted a certain section. Scare event necessary. Do you trust the military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith. We are in control. Now, I do believe they're going to make it look scary. It's going to look like something bad is really happening, just like COVID. But again, the Patriots are in control. And this is going to be invisible, just like everything else. If they're using something invisible that you can't see, and they're giving you counters, it's flashing up on your phone, you know right there and then that this is part of their event. And Kimberly Auer put this out and said upcoming deltas, which are very, very interesting. The first one is post 3705. It says, National Presidential Alert System 2. Why was this created and tested? Political warfare, information warfare. Very, very interesting. And then we have another post, which is 367, extraction good. And then we have another one, post 370, which is December 18th. It says clock started 10 days. So is this going to be a 10-day thing? The clock has already started? Let's see how this all plays out. But I want to go back to post 1306 and post 500, because these are very, very interesting. Post 1306, define the terms of Iran nuclear deal. Now, think about it. They asked Trump if he's going to do a preemptive strike on Iran. So if this is carried out through the inauguration and Trump is in control and they're saying it's radioactive, it's coming from Iran, will he do a preactive strike on their nuclear facilities to shut the deep state down completely? Maybe. Let me just skip down a little bit down to where did the uranium-1 material end up? Is this material traceable? Yes, define cover. What if uranium-1 material ended up in Syria? What would be the primary purpose? Some of all fears. Is that where we're headed? Starting to seem that way. In the movie, where did the material come from? The U.S. So if they're going to say it's from Iran, if they're going to say it's from Russia, that they did something and there's radioactive material, we know that the material is most likely from the U.S. What would happen if Russia or another foreign state supplied uranium to Iran-Syria? War. What does uranium-1 provide? Define cover. Why did we strike Syria? Why did we really strike Syria? Define cover. Patriots are in control. Now, remember, I don't believe that January 6th is going to be what we had last January 6th. I don't think there's going to be riots. I don't think they're going to try to stop the certification. I think they're going to move this towards the inauguration and other chaos a little bit later on. Maybe they'll have a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be as intense as it was back in January 6th of 2021. But remember, the certifications happens on January 6th, and this next post I'm going to read is January 7th. Post 500, DEFCON 14-10-20, Fire and Fury, 9 states of class ready to go live, 34 commands live, codes, command action, non-nuclear, One Owl One, which is very interesting. So it's DEFCON 1, and 41020 is DJT, Fire and Fury. So this is going to be very, very interesting, but I do believe the Patriots are in control. I do believe, just like with COVID, yes, it's going to look scary. Yes, they're going to play this up big time, but I do believe Trump and the Patriots are going to be using the deep state event, their invisible event, to their advantage. And most likely, we're going to see the National Guard dispersed. We're going to see the military take action. And again, this brings us full circle, because remember, back in November 3rd of 2020 and January 6th of 2021, the deep state players overthrew the United States government. This will allow the military then to operate on U.S. soil, because again, if the deep state players are saying that we're attacked, the military then is activated, even though it's already activated. But this will convince the people that it's okay for the military to be on U.S. soil. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be using this most likely as an operation where people might be told to stay indoors while the operation happens at night. And you might see many different drones and aircrafts or hear them in the skies. You see, people are already getting used to it right now. And I do believe as this continues, these will be used for tracking and maybe for rounding up. We'll have to see how this all plays out. And we'll have to see when this actually occurs. I do believe it's probably going to be around the inauguration timeframe, or maybe even a little bit. They'll start the operation. They'll start the narrative. And you'll start to see everything start to happen as we go through this. But I do believe it's not going to last as long as everyone thinks it's going to last. I do believe the Patriots are in control. And Trump, once again, he'll have full control, and the military will have full control of all these operations. And I do believe all of this will be shut down, and Trump will negotiate peace while they're trying to push a major, major war. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.